Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The FDA has signed an agreement to help states take on roles ensuring the produce safety rule is implemented. According to thepacker.com, the five-year cooperative agreement with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture provides critical information and resources to implement this part of the Food Safety Modernization Act. The agreement provides $1.3 million to the association, allowing it to help state and territorial produce safety programs to develop programs, educate about the rule, and compliance. Alternative protein products may have drawn rave reviews and national headlines this year, but consumers still prefer real beef grown on real farms. AgWeb.com reports a new study asked 1,800 consumers about a number of simulated shopping choices with five options: conventional farm-raised beef, plant-based burgers from pea protein, plant-based burgers from animal-like protein, lab-grown meat, or none of the above. As a result, 72% chose farm-raised beef, 16% chose plant-based meat alternatives, 7% plant-based animal-like protein, and 5% lab-grown meat. The use of controlled fires to prevent wildfires and meet other land management goals has dwindled in California, but there's new interest among landowners and public agencies in reviving the practice. The first prescribed burn association in the West formed in Humboldt County last year, and new associations are being created in other Northern California regions. The associations allow landowners to pool resources. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.